Fullerton Investment Views Quarterly Report Q1 2026. Global Exceptionalism and the 4 R's. Executive Summary. Goldilocks and global exceptionalism can continue in 2026. One of the greatest threats to our bullish outlook is now fading as risk appetite is improving. We continue to believe that global GDP growth will hold above trend, and combined with supportive liquidity and inflation falling back from its 2025 highs, key markets can sustain double-digit earnings growth. Fueled by ongoing productivity gains and with spending supported by wealth and stronger incomes, global exceptionalism can continue with winning companies to be found across many sectors and countries. The 4 R's, AI revolution, return of capital, with better risk appetite, can create potentially strong returns on capital for investors. Fullerton's investment regime indicator is solidly in Goldilocks, which is especially great for returns from growth-linked assets like equities and industrial metals. Combined with improving risk appetite, it creates the first of our 4 R's thematic for this year, where returns on capital can potentially be high as the AI revolution continues to boost earnings. And with the potential return of capital, as significant amounts of cash can be put to work in the US, Asia, Germany, and at home in Singapore. Navigating geopolitical risks in a realpolitik world with high valuations across many risk assets makes active management critical for investors to defend gains. Fullerton remains vigilant as this new world order unfolds, with risk monitoring from the bottom up, which includes signposts like changes in pricing power, market access, leverage, and forward guidance. For the next 12 months, Fullerton is bullish on global risk assets, driven by Asia, that is China, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, and developed market, that is US, Germany, and Japan equities, with a positive outlook for fixed income returns. Section 1. Investment Environment and Risk Asset Outlook. Fullerton's global factors that drive investment returns are bullish. Global growth and liquidity, led by the US and China, remain the strongest above trend for this cycle. At the same time, global inflation has increased but is still below trend. This Goldilocks environment for investors can be sustained because risk appetite is recovering, which is a key positive shift from our Q4 2025 investment outlook. Nominal GDP growth, which tends to have a solid correlation with corporate earnings performance, is tracking at least 4-5% per annum for most countries. Growth in global manufacturing is holding around its trend, while global trade remains very strong as impacts from protectionism continue to be mitigated by market diversification, competitiveness, and robust demand for high-value added products. Money and liquidity growth remains consistent with strong economic activity and spending across key countries, and it should continue to be very supportive for risk-taking. When we put all the positive global macro factors together, Fullerton's investment regime indicator is solidly in the Goldilocks zone, which is especially bullish for returns from growth-linked risk assets like equities and industrial metals. For 2026, Fullerton is bullish on global risk assets, driven by Asia and developed market, DM, equities, with a positive outlook for fixed income returns. The first of the 4 R's, Fullerton believes that the AI revolution will continue to support strong productivity and earnings growth. The impacts from AI and related technologies, along with demands across the metaverse, will have years to run, and the transformational impacts could unfold faster than anticipated. Fullerton has done a deep dive investment research paper into how new technology can feed through the macro economy to increase productivity, lower costs and inflation, and boost earnings. China has very strong productivity growth, but from a low base, while the US has a very high level of productivity and is still growing the fastest in DM. the US is also the largest consumer market, with spending of $20 trillion per annum, and its households are the most affluent in the world, with the highest level of wealth relative to GDP. Fullerton has always emphasized that global growth can remain strong because of robust productivity, rising investment, and large gains in wealth and incomes, supporting spending. The return of capital, global policy stimulus, remains very supportive. For more than a year now, we have emphasized that policy stimulus is having a massive positive impact on the returns for investors in China, Germany, the US, and most recently, Japan. Government spending almost always boosts investor confidence and alpha across the sectors that benefit directly, and often pulls in significant private sector capital more broadly. Ongoing stimulus spending is contributing to strong alpha returns for investors across Germany's industrials and utilities, China's materials, communications and healthcare, and the United States' IT and industrials. Government policy actions in Singapore are also boosting equity market returns, not from fiscal spending packages, but rather from actions like the 2025 tax concessions for firms issuing new shares and listing, as well as the MAS Equity Market Development Programme, EQDP. All these initiatives, combined with Singapore's master plan to continue to enhance its global financial center status, have made investors very excited about a deeper and more vibrant investment environment. The return of capital. There is a lot of cash that investors can put to work, especially in the US and Singapore markets. US household holdings of cash are still at, ex-COVID, record highs. That is 64% of GDP, which is almost $20 trillion, and $5 trillion of that is in money market funds. Some of these substantial financial resources are likely to continue to be used to buy equities, bonds, and real estate over time. In fact, in harmony with US corporate profitability exceptionalism, US household wealth has surged to more than six times income and is making it a struggle to put cash to work. At the same time, global fund manager surveys continue to suggest that allocations to US equities can have a lot more upside, that is, surveyed foreign investors are only a net 6% overweight US equities. Singaporean investors also have vast holdings of cash, and some of that is likely to slowly flow into higher returning risk assets over time. As these financial resources are deployed, they can further boost investor optimism and the robust rally underway in equities. Singapore is also enjoying a positive trend in capital inflows from foreign investors, as Singapore proves to be a valuable diversifier given its top credit rating and strong currency. Active management remains critical to defend gains. So far this year, there have been shifting alliances across the New World Order and some significant geopolitical shocks. Some of these developments have been disruptive to global investor confidence, but they have not derailed the Goldilocks investment environment. Furthermore, many events may actually enhance global exceptionalism by building diversification beyond US risk assets and creating new investment opportunities. Shifting alliances, defending resources, and securing supply lines. Navigating a realpolitik world can strengthen global exceptionalism. Asia, the massive RCEP. As we have emphasized for more than a year now, Asia is very well placed to continue to defend its global trade share and deepen its economic linkages beyond the US with supports from one of the largest free trade blocs in the world. Europe and India, the mother of all deals. India and the European Union, EU, struck a new trade agreement that, as India cuts its tariffs, is expected to double EU exports to India by 2032. In turn, the EU will cut tariffs on almost all goods imported from India over the next 7 years, with no tariffs on marine goods, leather and textiles, chemicals, rubber, industrial metals, and jewellery. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called it the mother of all deals and declared that it will create major opportunities for the 1.4 billion people of India and the millions of people in Europe. Further good news for India was that President Trump announced that he will slash tariffs on India's exports to the US to 18% after PM Modi agreed to halt India's purchases of Russian oil. Europe and the Americas. After 25 years of negotiation, Europe's largest ever trade deal was signed with South America. The move reflects the trend of countries strengthening ties with Europe and China, rather than relying solely on links to the US. Canada urged the middle powers of the world to unite. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney made an impassioned speech at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, 19-23 January 2026, urging the middle powers of the world to work better together. Canada is seeking a new trade deal with India, in particular across energy and minerals, and has agreed with China to forge new strategic ties and remove respective tariffs on electric vehicles and canola. The UK and China, the first UK PM visit to China in almost 10 years. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer declared a positive meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping regarding plans to strengthen trade and investment flows and to improve market access. It was the first time since 2018 that a UK PM has visited China, and PM Starmer told reporters that his UK government can foster stronger ties with China while preserving the deep friendship with the US. In that regard, Starmer highlighted the success of his meeting with President Trump just a few months ago, where a $203 billion USD investment in the UK was signed off. Geopolitical shocks are always concerning, but so far global investors are taking developments in stride. Fullerton has shown evidence before that when geopolitical shocks hit, any adverse impacts can be limited, or in the worst case, temporary disruptions, before markets return to underlying trends. The optimal way to navigate geopolitical stresses remains with active management of a diversified portfolio and to seek downside protection when risks hit. Iran. The concern for investors remains the risk that the Middle East could ignite into a major stress point for markets. Pressure has increased as European foreign ministers have added more sanctions against Iran for human rights violations and providing military assistance to Russia. The US appears to want a regime change in Iran, and commentators have suggested that President Trump could consider targeted strikes on leaders to inspire the local protesters seeking reforms. Iran's leadership has labelled EU armies as terrorist groups and warned of a regional conflict if the US were to attack it, further stoking tensions. That said, the situation is fluid, and despite the standoff, both sides have signalled they are ready to resume talks, and regional allies such as Turkey have sought de-escalation. Greenland. President Trump secured the deal he wanted in acquiring total and permanent US access to Greenland. This certainly added to perceptions that the US remains a globally dominant political power. US credibility was further extended when NATO's own Secretary General Mark Rutte declared that Europe is incapable of defending itself without US military support. Venezuela. The US capturing Venezuela's President Maduro and declaring that the US will run Venezuela for now. The overarching motivation was the US desire to constrain China in the Americas. Venezuela has vast oil reserves, while China is the largest oil importer in the world, and the US sees that as a weakness to leverage upon. Japan. Japan's bond and currency investors seem to hate the prospect of further fiscal stimulus, largely because growth is already robust and fiscal conditions are stretched. As a result, Japan's bond prices have fallen sharply, with the 10-year yield rising from 1.6% per annum in November 2025 to 2.3% per annum, as at 31st January 2026, while the yen remains weak. Greater stability may return after the 8th of February general election, where polls suggest that the Liberal Democratic Party, led by PM Sanae Takaichi, may increase its majority. What is bullish for investors is that Japan's fundamentals remain very positive, with strong productivity and competitiveness, robust earnings, and CPI inflation finally falling back to the Bank of Japan's BOJ target in end December 2025, 2.1% year over year. Most importantly, Japan's equity market returns, in US dollar terms, continue to track stronger than the USS and P500 since January 2025. US domestic backlash. Terrible political voter polling by the Trump administration seems to be most linked to the acute social anger on immigration, that is, ICE actions, and dissatisfaction with the distractions from foreign policy. With the US economy doing very well, President Trump must win back better social harmony, or the Democrats will likely win the House of Representatives at the November elections. A four-day U.S. government shutdown. From 31st January 2026, the U.S. federal government was once again in partial shutdown. However, there were no significant adverse impacts with normality restored on 3rd February. We can see that global geopolitical shocks have been higher on average since 2022. But importantly, the shocks into 2026 are still well below the stress level of the Iran-Israel conflict back in mid-2025 and remain much lower than many stress events since the 1980s, middle panel. Most importantly, investors continue to navigate this realpolitik world very well. Volatility remains very low across most asset classes, and the US Fear Index is sanguine. Section 2. Equities. Building from our regular global investment themes, it is critical for investors to appreciate that finding alpha across a realpolitik world will not be solely about US exceptionalism. Firms rising to the top of their peer group will be driven by productivity-enhanced earnings, rising investment, and sustained demand. These creative leaders will be found across many different sectors and countries. In our Q4 2025 investment views, we highlighted the leading sources of alpha by sector. And a key takeaway was that many sources of excess returns have aligned very well with many of Fullerton's investment themes. That is why it is vital for investors to harmonize their top-down strategies with active management and stock selection. Our bullish outlook for developed market, DM equity, returns reflects global exceptionalism, with double-digit earnings growth likely across the US, Germany, and Japan. We continue to expect that DM equities will benefit further from robust earnings growth as forward expectations are solid double digits, except for Japan, where we are more optimistic than the consensus. We believe Japan's market can become an even stronger source of alpha for investors, as the corporate sector continues to defend profitability with productivity gains. We are bullish on Germany's industrials, financials, and utilities, as they are all key beneficiaries of the positive sentiment on Germany's very large infrastructure stimulus and productivity rebuild. The US maintains one of the strongest productivity performances in the world, and its real unit production costs are falling, which has pushed corporate profits to record highs. Alpha remains the most robust across communications, industrials, and IT. Such resilient fundamentals, combined with easy liquidity conditions, may facilitate some further modest re-rating of US equity returns this year. As Fullerton's investment regime indicator signals, this Goldilocks environment can be great for returns from equities and commodities. Commodity-linked equities, especially across the materials sector, have surged across Asia, China especially. The DM materials sector, led by Japan, has also benefited from robust global trade and manufacturing demands, but to a lesser extent. But Goldilocks factors also increase bubble risks. As we emphasized in Q4 2025, a common cause of painful corrections is that greed pushes equity prices too far and realized profit disappoints. Equity valuations are already very high across the US and most key DM markets, that is at least one standard deviation rich, and such headwinds can depress risk appetite and increase the likelihood of an eventual sharp sell-off. Asia ex-Japan equities are outperforming DM with very strong contributions from most markets. Asia ex-Japan equity returns are very strong across the board, and the region should continue to benefit from global demand, strong earnings growth expectations, solid export prices, and rising competitiveness. In addition, most markets across Asia are competitively valued versus the US and against other developed markets. We first suggested back in Q4 2024 that China's stimulus could unfold as the whatever it takes moment for investors because the supports are so large and they target key areas of deflation to help boost corporate profitability. Now into 2026, investors need to keep in mind that China's policymakers have only spent half of the budgeted stimulus monies. Fullerton remains bullish that China's economic activity, with double-digit earnings growth, can likely remain just as strong this year. Returns from Taiwan are second only to South Korea and remain consistent with robust global demand for IT and capital goods. South Korea's equities have surged back from the very poor performance of 2024, as companies have benefited significantly from many of the same positive re-rating drivers experienced across Asia, that is, competitiveness gains and rising external demand. India equities may continue to lag the region as they don't benefit to the same degree from the strong external demand for industrials. That said, active management can still find rewards because domestic demand-driven sector alpha has been significant, for example, across financials, consumerism, communications, and energy, with significant value added from the refining sector. We remain bullish on Singapore equities. We are bullish on Singapore equities as the key fundamentals remain very strong, that is, growth, liquidity, and credit. We expect stronger earnings growth than the 8% per annum. Consensus outlook because of very low cost pressures, reflecting Singapore's productivity gains and low inflation, and with higher revenues driven by the global demand boom for high value added outputs. As we anticipated, the Singapore equity market continues to price in a significant re-rating as expectations continue to adjust to strong economic growth and higher profitability. Singapore's growth stocks have proved the dominant theme of this rally, and sector alpha has been significant from communications and industrials, while financials have paced the market return. Alpha from the financial sector may prove more significant this year, given robust loan growth and rising non-interest incomes. What has also been very positive for investors in Singapore is market broadness, as returns have converged across small and large caps. Section 3. Fixed income. Higher yields, if sustained, can be positive for investors longer term. Our core investment theme remains the Great Reset, where this realpolitik world results in the discount factor for all risk asset returns, the bond yield, repricing across key markets to settle at levels not seen since before the GFC 2008/09. Such yields are higher than many investors are accustomed to, but they can be rewarding and may be a fairer reflection of the risks associated with leverage and geopolitical uncertainties. With China's significant monetary and fiscal stimulus unfolding, it may have established a defendable floor for its 10-year yield, but any increase in yield over time may be gradual, as policymakers do not want any headwinds for credit demand as they seek to boost consumption and investment. Policymakers may also allow gradual RMB appreciation, consistent with strong capital inflows. As its liquidity growth has slowed, Singapore is proving it can avoid its 10-year yield falling too low, we remain positive on global sovereign bonds and Asia credits. For US monetary conditions, we expect the possibility of 25 to 50 basis points of Fed rate cuts in 2026, with limited scope for bearish yield curve steepening given the improving US fiscal and current account balances. China remains an anchor of stability for investors across Asia, and some modest RMB appreciation may be accommodated. On emerging market, EM duration, we continue to seek opportunities across economies with continued disinflation, attractive real rates, with low political risk and limited correlation to US macro, that is Brazil, South Africa, Turkey, and Egypt. Macro and bottom-up fundamentals across the region remain supportive to Asian credits. We expect the Asia Investment Grade, IG, credit spread to remain broadly stable, while high yield, HY, has further scope to tighten before a potential mid-year re-widening returns as net supply will likely rise. Sectors we continue to favour are financials, some select China, IG credits, Hong Kong corporates and Macau gaming. We expect Singapore rates to remain resilient, as the slowdown in its liquidity growth has helped ease some pressures. For Singapore credits, we anticipate manageable supply-side issuance amid some significant maturities over the second half of the year. What also remains an important driver is the ongoing safe haven inflows, given Singapore's strong currency and very low default risks. US inflation should have peaked in 2025. Strong US productivity growth, coupled with investment in AI and technologies, continues to push down real unit production costs. This may continue to give significant cushion against any renewed inflation pressures, especially if driven by excess demand. We continue to believe the Fed can follow its December 2025 forward guidance and data-dependent rate cuts can gradually unfold. The latest US data shows US services inflation at 3.4% per annum, goods at 1.4% per annum, PCE inflation of 2.8% per annum, with a nowcast of 2.5% per annum. Any inflation stickiness is now most on the goods side because goods prices have jumped the most over its average with the tariff impacts. Tariff-driven inflation should continue to wash out this year. What also remains encouraging is that forward market inflation expectations this year and beyond are still clustering around 2.5% per annum, or less. The Fed under Chairman Kevin Warsh may be a significant regime shift. Driven by productivity, Kevin Warsh believes US trend growth is much higher than common assumptions, and that the enhanced supply side, especially with falling unit costs of production, means that inflation can be easier to control than otherwise. As such, the Fed's policy rate can be lower than otherwise assumed, and productivity competitiveness gains can support a gradual trend appreciation in the US dollar. That is, Kevin Warsh's US dollar view is the same as that of Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent. Kevin Warsh could push for a set of Fed forward guidance projections where US growth is much stronger, with PCE inflation continuing to fall back to target and with a lower neutral policy rate. With such forecasts, the forward-looking Warsh Fed would cut the policy rate by more than otherwise. It is possible that with Kevin Warsh's regime change, the environment can be bullish equities, bullish bonds, positive liquidity, and dollar supportive. What is more uncertain is how Kevin Warsh would think about the optimal size of the Fed's balance sheet. Just before COVID hit, the Fed's balance sheet was materially smaller in dollar terms, and US bank reserves were as low as $1.4 trillion, an amount very low as a share of GDP compared with all other major DM central banks. At today's juncture, with bank reserves close to $3 trillion, with a strong US economy, firm loan demand with low defaults, and the prospect of further financial sector deregulation that Warsh has been open to in the past, there is a plausible path to a regime that tolerates lower reserves and a smaller Fed footprint than the current so-called ample reserves framework implies. Any further US dollar depreciation may be modest and slow. Some of the key fundamental drivers of the US dollar, that is the yield differential, suggest that the downside may be all priced in for now. The latest percentage valuation metrics show that the USDXY index is fair. In contrast, stronger oil prices suggest that the US dollar may be a bit weak. Furthermore, with Fed rate cuts likely to continue in 2026, there could be more US dollar downside from liquidity growth and from the US yield differential that is not factored yet. Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent reminded investors that the US maintains a strong dollar policy. Firstly, he expressed confidence that the improved fiscal and current account deficit, along with President Trump's tax and deregulation policies, were making the US attractive for investors and bringing in trillions of dollars. Second, Bessent repeated his forecast that the US economy would perform well this year and that inflation would not be a threat. Gold prices have proved a good hedge for geopolitical shocks. Continuing its trend, gold has proved a very useful hedge in a balanced portfolio, especially against geopolitical fears. The dominant driver of gold demand that is still rising remains retail investors. Despite being very high in real terms, gold prices do not seem excessive as they have tracked the weaker US dollar very well. US imbalances are improving as expected. While President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, 4th of July 2025, is a significant net stimulus, the US fiscal deficit can still fall over time if improved corporate profitability increases fiscal revenue sufficiently. So far, this is unfolding as we expected, as the federal budget deficit ended 2025 $351 billion lower at $1.7 trillion. As a percent of GDP, it is sub 6 percent points for the first time in 3 years. President Trump now has 3 calendar years left, and he will comfortably hit a 3% of GDP target if he can cut the federal budget deficit to $1 trillion, or by $230 billion each year on average to the end of his term. This prospect may help contain the US Treasury risk premium and the 10-year yield. Disclaimer: no offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. The information contained herein has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but has not been independently verified, although Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited. UEN 20031267 2W, Fullerton, believes it to be fair and not misleading. Such information is solely indicative and may be subject to modification from time to time. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of this publication. Neither MSCI nor any other party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the MSCI data makes any express or implied warranties or representations with respect to such data, or the results to be obtained by the use thereof. And all such parties hereby expressly disclaim all warranties of originality, accuracy, completeness, merchantability, or fitness for a particular purpose with respect to any of such data. Without limiting any of the foregoing, in no event shall MSCI, any of its affiliates or any third party involved in or related to compiling, computing, or creating the data have any liability for any direct, indirect, special, punitive, consequential, or any other damages, including lost profits, even if notified of the possibility of such damages. No further distribution or dissemination of the MSCI data is permitted without MSCI's express written consent.